I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Remembering when you were kids, maybe you were in elementary school and a fight would break out and everybody would be like, ooh, and you would run to the fight and you'd create that circle and everybody is just go, go, go. That's how Falcons practice was today. This was the second joint practice with the Titans. Look, they got work in. There's no debating that, and we're going to tell you all about it. But Mike Bell, today was all about the Titans trying to get a little get back and then a little blank talk between both our quarterback and their defense, and things popped off, and it was mayhem.
Yeah, and we've seen this before. We've talked about coaches like our old buddy who knows something about offenses, and that's Kyle Shanahan, also about joint practices because he's been a part of them with the 49ers. And he always says maybe one day is enough. Because by day two, his thought, and Sean McVay kind of echoed his sentiments last week, by day two, you get teams getting yelled at by their coaches, seeing things they did wrong on tape, and they come in scrapping and ready to go. And the Falcons basically dominated day one of this joint scrimmage. And today, Tennessee got some get back.
Here's where I'm at.
Or tried to get some get back.
Exactly. Here's where I'm at, Atlanta. First of all, understand what we're telling you. There was a big skirmish, and it was started, okay, by Michael Penix talking back to the Titans defense. And we're going to let you hear what he had to say. But I got to tell you something. We got one. And when I say that, Mike, I'm talking about a guy that's not afraid. He's not a punk. He's not backing down from the moment. We've told you how well he's played at camp. But this is something else. And what happened today was Michael Penix got called out of his name. And he's going to tell you that. And my opinion of this, we didn't hear it because we weren't close enough, but he got called the B word. And Mike, he didn't like it, and he snapped back. And the next thing you know, Penix is in the middle of this incredible both teams guys running from the sidelines. And if you've seen these baseball, throwdowns, that's what it looked like. I didn't even know Penix was at the bottom of this pile, Mike, right, until they started pulling people off of him.
And then things got real. And McGarry was out watching out for his QB. We love Caleb McGarry because he's always ready to scrap. Saw Bergeron in there as well. We saw a lot of action today. There was actually four, I counted four, where basically both benches, wherever the practice was, we had offense on one side, defense
fight,
on
fight,
the other.
Fight.
And to Carl's point, I will meet you in the playground. But it was great. And look, I know we get excited for this. A guy like Randy Mack talking about it earlier on Andy and Randy. It just comes with, guys getting a little ornery. Tennessee's definitely ornery because they've been living out of a suitcase for like the past 10 days, being down in Tampa for another joint scrimmage before they got here. And they'll be, I guess, hoteling it before Friday night. But things I liked and things I dug. Good to see, Jalen Walker getting more involved. And I thought he was more active today. Rook Arororo, we spent a lot of time on him yesterday. You and I were watching at the same moment. He just blew things up like the Kool-Aid man, like you should as an interior defender.
Yeah, look, we say disruptive, right? I can't tell you he's going to be in and on every play. Sometimes he gets double-teamed. There was a play the Titans was running. It was sort of like a jet sweep kind of situation. Rook literally pushed his man back into the backfield, which causes that play now to start about 5 or 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Pursuit comes. No play. No, I mean, you lose yards. And that's basically from one guy just beating his guy. And Mike and I, those are the things, Mike, you want to see from Rook. day in and day out. Now, again, Ra has told us he feels like he's playing really well and he's coming along. But the fight was the focus today, guys. And I want you to hear Penix before we move forward, because I got to ask you, do you want your quarterback fighting? Do you want your quarterback in the middle of this? A lot of times it's not the quarterback. It's offensive or defensive linemen. It's linebackers. It's corners. It's wide receivers. Michael Penix was like, blank you. And they didn't like it.
And I love it for our team because it's leadership. You know, we talk about an edge. We talk about playing with passion. Now, I don't want him getting his knees tweaked at the bottom of a pile.
Exactly.
But I do love the fact that he's out there leading the charge, man.
Here is Penix talking about his comments on the brawl.
Competitive, threw a deep pass. They had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words and just went a little bit too far. I don't know. I was somebody else. I don't really remember. That's not something that we want to be doing in practice. We want to get our reps in, you know, get that good work in. But it went how it went. But to see the team have my back and they were there, make sure they protect me. A lot of guys asked me if I was good, and it was good to know that those guys got my back. So I don't know where I was at in it. It was a lot of people. I know I was down there somewhere. I wasn't the only one, though.
It looked like when everything was calming down, you kind of didn't mind going over and giving them a few more words, and the teammate kind of held you back.
Nah, I really don't remember what happened. That was somebody else out there.
We're so used to seeing you like calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
That's me. I don't know what that was.
You know what it was? You get crazy when you get pushed. That's what it was. Michael Penix literally is telling you, I don't know where I was. I lost consciousness. Mike, he's telling you I was crazy in the moment, and that's not me. But you know what, man? I mean, seriously, guys, here's the deal. And we hope and pray that he's going to put up the numbers that we want him to, and this team's going to be incredible offensively. But this was one of those moments. And many of you, Mike, you've been talking about this for 2 years. Many of you will say it's no big deal. Maybe it isn't. But teams come together over stuff like this. And when your quarterback is in the middle of it and you the offensive linemen lost their mind. They were like, right. whoa, you going to put your hands on my quarterback? On my quarterback? Get your hands on my quarterback. And everybody was running out there. Mike, this is another level to say unity. We don't know what this team's identity is going to be, but I'm going to tell you guys something. Offensively and defensively, I've seen enough of this already through camp. This team ain't going to be taking no crap.
And that's just it. We said it earlier and you just touched on it. Does this lead to wins? Does this lead to 10 or more wins and a playoff run for this team? Time will tell. But these are things, I don't know how some fans feel, but you just touched on it. I like to see this for the reasons you just laid out, for some unity, for a vibe, for a toughness. We always joke around. We say it every year. Smitty, on our they say the Falcons are soft. Falcons are tough.
That's right.
Bull spit. Yeah. I mean, this was legit. See, as we said, you can't just look in the mirror and go, oh, you know what? This year, I'm tough. No,
You had your quarterback going straight.
Right. And then he said, look, I'm Dade City, man. I said, Hillsborough County. I'm Tampa, baby. You know, and he's bringing it in to the team. And at the end of practice, as you and I were walking to do the interview, we talked to Chris Blair. You'll hear that later. Drake London, practice is over. Titans are walking to their end of the field to get back on their buses. And their second-round draft pick, he's a linebacker out of UCLA named Femi Oladejo. And he and Drake are literally jawing. And Drake's like, you want some? I'm right here. He's like going chip. He's like making the hands like chirp, chirp. Drake has got some dog in him. We just love to see this. Yes, it doesn't mean anything if this team goes and wins six games. But in many cases, you've heard stories. It's anecdotal about teams that come together during camp. Some things, maybe not necessarily a trigger point, but something where everybody rallies together about.
He's a killer. He's a killer, Mike. We told you guys. I love that. Are both of those guys from L.A.? Is that what the deal is? I'm not sure.
I think there was some USC, UCLA stuff. This guy went to Berkeley before he transferred. But anyway, it was specific because I had to look it up on the roster. Who's number 7? Because Drake, I mean, he has extracurricular for him. But there were some things going down. Calvin Ridley today. Still ticked off that things happened the way they look. Calvin, it went the way it went. Sorry, bro. And Calvin, as you said, he still got some amazing talent left in his body. But talent was on display. He beats A.J. Terrell. Now, the play would have been called back on a penalty, but he does puts a move on A.J. Terrell, gets separation, and Cam Ward hits him on what would be a touchdown. And as Drake then circles back, he basically runs in front of Falcon fans and just shouting. He's like speaking in tongues. I have no idea what Ridley was saying, but in front of you and me and D-Led, he was definitely playing with a chip.
Well, look, and I don't know if the quarterback can deliver the ball. Let me say this about Cam Ward. Super talented. He's bigger than I thought he was, up close and personal. He is trying to fire every ball in where, in some cases, you need just a little touch.
Yeah, everything's a laser.
Everything is like, I'm getting it there. And right. So I don't know what he's going to be long term. They love him. They think he's got a lot of upside. We'll see. But I will say this. The balls he threw, the deep balls that Calvin Ridley might, if they connect like that during the season a few times, they're going to have some big plays. But Ridley, man, he still got it. But you're right. Everybody was a little bit on edge today. But here's the deal for us, and this is what I absolutely love. Don't take it for granted that our quarterback wears a do-rag and it's just for show. He's that dude. And he turned into that guy today for a quick moment and literally told us afterwards, I don't know who was out there. That is telling you, hey, if we need to go there, I can go there. Mm. And that starts with your quarterback. That is not the fifth guy on the roster who never sees any time. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Mike, that quote you were talking about, buddy, our buddy Joe Patrick put it out there. I'm from Dade City. I'm from Tampa. Right. There's a respect part about it. We are all competing at a high level. But when disrespect comes in, it's like, this ain't football no more. That's what right. Michael Penix said today. And then he said, that's when it turns into whatever it turns into. So we can talk trash if you want. But I'll never call another man out of his name, and I expect you not to call me out of mine. Mike, that says everything you need to know about this young man. Can he play? Yes. Is right. he talented? Yes. The arm talent's there. But the other part of it is he's not afraid when guys come at him. You're not going to get in his head and mess with him mentally, Mike, when you talk smack.
Right. And again, I just like to see a guy showing some leadership. Yeah, you don't want to see this dude in the middle of it. I remember there was a brawl one time at camp, and Joe Theismann was in the middle of it. They started calling him Piglet with the Hogs. Remember that? Because the Hogs were the offensive line. So honorary was called Piglet because they had like a joint practice at one point that was going down. So, yeah, you want to have a leader. And as we said, guys love this guy. They love playing with him. Everybody raves about his leadership. Mm. Both sides of the football. You know, today I thought Pitts had some good moments. You know, we talked about Pitts today.
You're right.
I thought Pitts, and this is one thing. We talked about Darnell Mooney and more information because
what's up, Darnell?
Our quarterback may have let it slip. I asked today at the press conference the coach, and then Mark Ramondi followed up, you know, more about, you know, what's going on with Darnell Mooney. They're not giving you anything on Mooney. And then in the meantime, this is a great opportunity, not just for the wide receivers. This is where Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue, right, and be a bigger part of this offense. And so Mooney, again, he's a different type of athlete, but you could be a guy on the field that someone has to account for.
You got to have those guys. We'll give you the update on Mooney as far as what our quarterback said about him today, and we'll fill you in on all the other stuff, guys. They did get some good work in today. We saw 11-on-11, 7-on-7, special teams work, which is going to help both teams in the long run. But at the end of the day, today was one of those days where you went, hey, a couple of tempers flared, and our guys didn't back down from the moment. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Coming up a little bit later in the show, by the way, Dog for Life. Aaron Murray's going to stop by, analyst for ESPN and SiriusXM. We'll get his thoughts on the Dogs and what he thinks about the quarterback situation. But when we come back, you will hear Michael Penix talk about something we're all wondering about, and maybe he gave us a clue. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hope you're having a great day. We were up at training camp. We're back in studio today. And thanks to all the folks that came out to Hooters over the last 3 weeks up there, Mall of Georgia location, Taj Mahal Hooters. We had a great time up there. The two big fights today was the first one, Penix, as we started the show talking about, completes a long pass. Mike mentioned it to Ray McLeod. Then trash talking ensues. Boom. The second one was two plays after that when Falcons offensive lineman Caleb McGarry, and guys, he got his helmet pulled off. Okay, in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Lindstrom's in it, but Jeffrey Simmons, who's a beast defensively, okay, for the Titans.
That three technique, one of the best in the league.
He is, man. Yeah. And Jones, was also involved in this. So, but anyways, they are all locked up. Next thing you know, you see Caleb McGarry's helmet come off, and he backs out because now I don't have protection. But that was their two big scraps today. And again, different reasons. But I think it escalated after, again, the Penix situation, and then it kind of continued on. Hey, man, we're talking with you. Does this mean anything to you? Does it matter in the big scheme of things? Because as Mike and I said, winning is what it's all about. But when you're trying to build chemistry, Mike, and a team and a culture, and I don't know what the identity is going to be. Guy just said, is this our identity? No, because if you're fighting and losing, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, look, as we said, we don't want to, you know, overreact to it, but you react to it because it does show that we're not punks. We're not being, you know, bunch of, like, wussies out there. I mean, we step to it. And I would expect a bunch of alpha males, guys trying to make football teams and guys that are established in this league. You know, you're an alpha male, you're a dog for a reason. But it's just something that, you know, at times I felt is missing in our culture, right? In Atlanta, you talked about the Atlanta sports, Falcons perhaps. So, again, hopefully this translates to something that, hey, they're building that team vibe. We've already talked about the dynamics that everyone got Penix back there. They're rooting for Pitts to make this, you know, make this an amazing season after all the criticism, fair or unfair, he's gotten. There's a lot of cool storylines with his team. But you knew Tennessee was embarrassed, was going to come in with some P&V and vinegar.
Yes.
And they brought it, and we responded to it. I love when Casey Washington, there were some guys, Joe, and Casey Washington just picks up a guy, puts him on the ground. And, of course, now granted, yes, because guys heard this with the text line, well, wouldn't these all be personal fouls? Again, nobody cares, okay?
No.
We're not going to be an undisciplined knucklehead team. This was the kind of stuff that is happening all over the NFL landscape where joint practices are occurring.
Absolutely.
And by the way, what Casey did that.
Oh, I did too. It was a special teams drill, and then he gets into it with the guy. But Mike's right. This is not the – you're not going to see this first Sunday, okay? We're not going to do this against Tampa, and the benches are going to clear. Yeah. What you have is those personal battles in the trenches, Mike, where it does get physical, and sometimes guys try to get back, but you don't need to get caught up in that because you don't need to cost us 15 yards or getting us pushed out of the red zone. But in these situations where you're running play after play after play against the same dude of a different team, and these practices get heated because, Mike, you get tired of a guy, like I said, pushing you in the face or either he's talking noise, you know, Penix threw three touchdowns and he's saying, hey, you know, what are you guys going to do about it? And all of a sudden things get heated. But no, that's not the norm. Speaking of Michael Penix, I want you to hear a couple of things. One, we've been asking about Darnell Mooney and his return. And I'm a little bit fearful that maybe he won't be ready for the start of the season. And I said, maybe week one rolls around and we're not saying what's up, Darnell. I don't know how long this is going to last, but there's still time. And I tweeted that out the other day. I put him up. See Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Today, when we asked Coach Raw that same question, there was no update. meaning, hey, from yesterday, we, you know, we talked about him and he got examined again, Mike, or whatever, and he's better. Today, it was the same. He's day to day. Then Michael Penix was asked about Mooney, and here's what he said.
Obviously, Mooney, you know, we'll have him back coming up in the season. I feel like he should be back week one. Not sure as far as that. I'm not going to talk too much about that. But he's been doing good with his recovery and stuff like that. So we definitely know we have him as well, and he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us.
Should be back week one? Coach Roy hadn't said that.
That's why I asked again. I know that it was asked yesterday, and Mark Romani tried to follow up. I put on Twitter today, I said, Coach continues to equivocate. And one guy says, what's that mean? Well, I said, look it up. But it means you're not giving the answer. You're kind of stalling. You're not giving, or you might even be suppressing the truth to some degree. I mean, look, if there's a shoulder injury, and it was upper body, and it's, was there a procedure? See, you said recovery. Recovery generally means that, and look, Michael Penix is not trying to put some, you know, put the team on blast or anything. It just slipped out in conversation. He'll learn, and he'll be told by our buddy Bassetti in the PR department not to give answers to these kind of questions in the future. But recovery means you're recovering from something that happened. Okay, so, like, Mooney is irreplaceable on this current roster. I like Casey Washington, but nobody has the speed element that Mooney has.
Agreed.
And the catching and the athleticism, the ability to do the things. He would have been a 1,000-yard receiver last year if Cousins doesn't fall off the wagon, right?
No doubt, Mike. And here's what's crazy. Michael Penix and Mooney went out to California. They threw the ball together. Michael talked about it today saying, look, once he gets back, I know how he runs his routes. I know where he likes to get the ball. I just got to be able to get it to him. So that's the cool thing. But this idea, like, we've been cryptic on when he's going to return. Mm. All of a sudden, our quarterback, and when it sounded like Michael caught himself. I'm not going to talk too much about that. But he's like, I think he'll be back week one. Let's hope so, because he adds a big plus to this offense. By the way, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Here's Michael Penix today talking also, Mike, about not playing in the second preseason game. By the way, for what you've seen over these two practices, you're cool with it? Are you okay with it, not seeing him Friday?
I mean, no, but it is what it is. There's no sense in complaining about it. I do think that we've seen both sides of it. You know, again, the Anthony Richardson thing is unique to the complete lack of inexperience that Anthony Richardson has for anticipating things on a football field. But, I mean, you look at the veterans, we already covered it. You know, you saw what Mahomes did. You saw what Joe Burrow did. Aaron Rodgers is itching to play right now for Pittsburgh. But Coach Ross not coming off this. I think it's a mistake. I think you need as many reps in a live game experience as you can get. But they're not going to do it.
Yeah, and again, I think he got a lot of reps here over the last couple of days. Do not get me wrong. And they'll practice again. It'll be a lighter practice tomorrow before the first or the second preseason game.
And we may have more of 11-on-11 than other teams around the NFL.
Yes.
For that matter.
That's very possible. Here's Penix talking about just trying to get the work in.
I want to get better each and every day. You know, that's what it's about. You know, playing in preseason or not, will it help me in certain aspects of the game? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. You know, but at the end of the day, like I said, you know, as long as we continue to get better and building that relationship with each other. You know, the only difference about me not playing preseason, I'm not taking hits. You know, everything else, I'm still getting real work out here. You know, so that's the only difference. I'm not worried about taking hits. I've been playing since I was 5 years old. I took a lot of hits, so I'll be ready.
Okay. And look, I'm not saying I want to see him hit at practice, but some quarterbacks say that, Mike. We've heard that over the years, right? Even Matt Ryan at one point was like, I want to get
a little contact. Right. You just want to get in the rhythm of your season. And I know that every coach out there, you know, some guys feel it's good to get these reps, like we know what the Bengals did. So Zach Taylor's cool with 15 play. That's what we've always wanted. Now, as we said, don't confuse this with Arthur Smith because, you know, Ritter's, that's ancient history. If ever there was a guy that needed it, it was him. But perhaps, you know, Rob feels he's getting what he needs, the mental reps and everything else from these practices. But, yeah, I just think a guy who's so fresh in his NFL career and needs some more seasoning, you really can't substitute that kind of experience. But as we said, this is the last chance to talk because, obviously, week three is a foregone conclusion. He ain't going to play week three. Nobody is.
Nobody is. I totally agree with that. Hey, man, coming up, Andy and Randy's interview with D'Angelo Malone, who, by the way, is playing a lot of different positions because they are going with this cross-training thing that they've been doing where he's playing a little bit inside, outside. You'll hear about that as well as what he thinks about where this team is and our interview later in the show with Chris Blair, who's having a pretty good camp, Mike.
Yeah, man, he's trying to make the team. And if we're honest, it's kind of this now or never for this kind of a guy. 3 years from this team, has bounced around, has played practice squads, only has one reception in his career, but has showed out, looked good against the Lions on last Friday night. And you're right about, speaking of guys who looked good last Friday, D'Angelo Malone. And now maybe he's found a place maybe he's better off in that linebacker core, Carl, in the middle of the linebacker as an inside linebacker as opposed to playing off the edge.
Yeah, he's having an effect. And again, you're talking about depth, right? We want guys that can do a variety of things, but can also, there's no fall off if you have injuries or if you're going to rotate a bunch of guys in and out. And D'Angelo Malone is learning some different things that he hasn't had to do, but he's excelling at it. So you'll hear that interview. It's on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming from camp today, guys, again, we will run down and continue to run down some of the things that we saw. But overall, Mike, I have to say, and the guy goes, so what are you saying about the 2 days? We won. If you want to know where we think, and we won the 2 days. Like, if you were to take yesterday and then today's work, take out the fighting, today's work, I thought our offense looked fluid. I thought Penix looked good. Hell, I thought Kirk Cousins looked good. And by the way, did you hear what Coach Ross said about Cousins today? Not blaming him about wanting to potentially play somewhere else?
And I think that's certainly I think everyone would appreciate. No one wants to be a backup if you feel you've only got 2 or 3 or however many years Kirk Cousins feels, you know, he's got left. I'd love to see Kirk, you know, get traded to a place where he can succeed as long as it doesn't affect us. But that's, you know, that's so few and far between. There's injuries that are cropping up. We'll talk about that in the 4th and 1 segment because there a lot of folks, you're looking around this landscape, you're seeing, you know, a lot of guys getting, you know, little dings. Some teams don't even have enough quarterbacks right now. The Jets, heck, the Browns might be a team that don't have enough quarterbacks right now.
And that's crazy because they had 4, and we were all talking about this, these four guys in the room, and now you got 3 guys hurt. We'll fill you in on the latest injury there. By the way, cornerback D. Alford had an interception today on Cam Ward in 11-on-11 drills. Brandon Dorless got pressure.
Dorless, another guy. Didn't really get to see him do his thing. He's looking good. That's the depth we haven't had. We drafted defense, maybe not as much attention to it last year, but we drafted a ton of defense. Those guys are starting to show.
All right, along with hearing from D'Angelo Malone, he was hot garbage last night. I said shut him down, and you guys were like, no, he's not doing anything. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Before we get to D'Angelo Malone, he gave up 8 runs, 8 hits last night. 3 home runs! Spencer Strider!
Yeah, it's 13 earned runs in his last 2 outings for Spencer Strider right now. 13 earned runs.
What's up, Big O?
It was so bad last night that the Mets actually ran into pyrotechnics that they shot out after home runs because they hit so many home runs.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Alonso passed Strawberry for the all-time home run record for the Mets. But Strider, and you know, two ways of looking at it. Shut him down, wear and tear, or let him continue to figure it out. Although I saw, you know, today Mark Bowman from MLB Network was saying, you know, this is a guy who might not be close to 100% until he's a full year or more removed from, you know, his surgery, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you become do you stay an elite pitcher when you don't have that electric stuff that he had when he first got here? I don't know. And that's another thing about what this team is going to look like. And another thing. Is Rick Kranitz the right guy to figure him out? Because all we do is bring up guys because we can't afford real pitching. We bring in guys that never pitch more than 100 and some odd innings, so their arms all blow out. So I don't know if a new approach in that department would be warranted as well. Just a thought.
No, man, look, when you say figure it out, 8 runs and 8 hits and 3 home runs is not figuring it out. Like, shut him down!
Well, I mean, but this is where, and I've heard Glavin talk about it when he does the FanDuel broadcast. Smoltz has talked about it. You know, Tom Seaver, all the good guys, you know, Nolan Ryan, the elites, who had that kind of speed, velocity. Yeah. They had dazzling curveball, but they never went through the stuff he's already gone through with his arm. Tom Seaver now had Tommy John. Nolan Ryan played till he was 44 and never had a Tommy John.
You're right.
Now he's going to have to come up with, you know, a changeup, all these different things now he's going to have to add to his repertoire, I guess. Unless the arm strength eventually gets the velocity back. But who says that's going to happen after 2 now procedures?
He was hot garbage last night. Oh, Braves lose 13-5.
And I hate it for Strider because, you know, just think about it. Just a couple years ago, you and I were at the game, sent the pictures on Twitter. Everybody's wearing the mustaches. Even women were wearing little mustaches because Strider, going to the ballpark to see Strider pitch, is electrifying. Mm. And now you begin to wonder where he's going to be a year from now.
Yeah.
Is he going to get his game back?
And by the way, Mike, you can't say this was a one-off.
No, he's struggling. He had his best outing down this last stretch has been against the Yankees, but he's really got the ball up in the zone, and the pitch count is always up around 80 or 90 by the time he's in the fourth inning, and then he's out the door.
All right. More on that coming up. Also in the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we will get a chance to talk more about what's going on around the NFL. Injury update. There are some injuries we need to report, and he finally has his deal. We'll tell you all about that. But Andy and Randy had a chance to catch up with D'Angelo Malone. The process of where he is now and how that's changed and when he got here, it's the first thing they asked him about, you know, and where is he now in this process?
I would say the process has been pretty smooth. You know, I always, you know, just dwell on things. You know, like I said, I came a long way, but just being in a position right now, I'm blessed. Man, just keep building with the team and be something special.
It seemed like, and this happens in joint practices, it seemed like it was pretty chippy out there. Now, we only got to watch like the first 10 minutes of 11-on-11, but we saw a couple scraps. Was that pretty much the case today? Is that kind of what the vibe was?
Not really. You know, guys just want to impose their will. Guys out there competing. You know, it's highs and lows, but at the end of the day, it's just having fun.
How has it been, you know, because, you know, you obviously this wasn't the regime that drafted you. The GM was, but right. But coming in, having 1 year under Ra, do you see any difference from last year to this year with them in the program?
Not really. I would honestly say, you know, Coach Stick got the same mindset, coming out there winning, competing. But, you know, it's just coaches just want to win, and that's what it's all about.
D'Angelo Malone joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice over for the day. Joint practice with the Titans. Day 2 over. They'll take on the Titans on Friday night. How about for you? Is your role any different in the defense this year maybe than last year or years past?
Slightly. I would say outside linebacker was my original position, but I'm starting to learn inside linebacker. It's pretty smooth, so instead of going forward, you know, you're going backwards sometimes, but it's pretty fun. You know?
How's that been? Because like you said, you were outside linebacker moving inside the different keys that you got a key on different. How's that for you?
It's pretty smooth. You know, it's all about just having the right eyes, correct eyes, and just trusting your ability. You know, I feel like the guys we got in the room, Kaden Ellis, Josh Woods, Devon Diablo, those guys are there to help you. Like, like big brothers.
What's the biggest difference? I mean, obviously you kind of you have to be an incredibly good football player along the way in order to get drafted anyway. And then you come in and you're sort of used in a specific way. And maybe it's even a compliment for them to say, you know what, we think that you can do this too. We see versatility in you. You could do this too. But what is the biggest difference doing both now?
It's really not a difference at all. I still got the same mindset. Go out there, compete, put my best foot forward. But I would just say, like, just with the inside linebacker, you got to make more checks. You got to be aware of your keys. But outside linebacker, you're just going.
Now, you are one of them wild men. I call y'all guys wild men because you led the team in as far as special teams tackles last year, special teams plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, now you're talking about playing because obviously you want to play. You have that mindset. I don't give a damn. Put me out there. I'll just go down and run and hit somebody. But talk about your mindset when it comes to them teams because it's always the most overlooked aspect of a football team.
Yes, sir. I would say special team is really like the first player, you know, of the game. It's either it could be first down or you make a big tackle inside the 25. You know, just getting the offense up. Some juice before they go on the field or defense. It's going to be fun.
How is that new kickoff treating you? Because we know it's a new rule and everything you guys got. How have you had to adjust your game to that? Or is it just beat the man in front of him and go play? And also, how is it being on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, honestly, you know, just being your man, it's a one-on-one match. Well, that's if you don't get double teamed. But, you know, I feel like mostly every kick going to get returned or field. So it's going to be fun. More tackles are going to be made. And, you know, as far as blocking, everything is going to be fun.
I mean, you have to think it's fun in order to do that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can't be out there like, oh, God. You're putting your body on the line every play out there. How good do you feel like this defense can be? I mean, there's some new faces. It's relatively young, I think, compared to some of the other defenses in the league. Certainly some high young draft picks. What do you feel like the ceiling is for this group?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit for this defense. Just the group of guys we have around, you know, I feel like every guy is coming together. The chemistry is getting there. You know, we got some vets sprinkling in with some young guys, but end of the day, everybody got the same mindset. Everybody's eager to get out there and compete and win games.
Last one for me, and it was one of the first questions we gave, actually, when we had you on when you first drafted, talking about, because you are from here.
Yes, sir.
The ticket situation. No problems.
No problems.
All these years, no problems.
At first, it was. You
okay.
Because
I remember talking to you. I said, hey, dog, do they know you got to pay for them tickets?
Right.
All right, so we got to level it out now?
Yes, sir. Like, once I start talking to them, you know, you're getting better understanding.
Right.
They start understanding.
Okay, good. Yes, that's the one right now.
But at first, everybody wants to come to every game.
Everybody wants to come.
Hey, everybody want to come. Just call him. Just call him because I know he get tickets for free. I get tickets for free, but actually, they're not free.
Right.
But also, you guys know he's getting ready for a game. Like. You've got to get ready to play.
Man.
Pretty hard job to do.
It is.
Let me ask you one final question. And, again, D'Angelo Malone, nice enough to hang out with us after practice. Jeff Ulbrich, new defensive coordinator. We hear everybody talk about the energy that he brings. He says some wild quotes in some of his press conferences.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have a favorite line or a favorite motto that he throws at you guys or whatever, but what has it been like with him with the defense?
Oh, man. Just the day, just, you know, every day he really attacks the day, just the way he go about things and just his deliverance. I feel like he wants us to be at our best, play together, and play hard.
Definitely seems that way.
Well, you stay healthy, mate. Yeah, you stay healthy, brother.
Yes,
you really represent, dog, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
D'Angelo Malone there.
Thank you.
Ellenwood Zone, nice enough to hang out with us and chat for a little bit as practice wraps up.
Yeah, man, Cedar Grove in the house. And, again, a guy who's now maybe found success in a different role. And that's, you know, whatever keeps you in the show, right, in this case, in the NFL. Likeable dude. We've been pulling for him. And now, again, how does Jeff Ulbrich see things that maybe previous DCs didn't see? Is how to use this guy. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I remember when we first started talking about D'Angelo Malone and we had high expectations for him. Mike, you're right. Sometimes it's a coordinator that comes in and sees things in you that maybe other guys didn't. Or
he's a third-round pick, too, by the way. Change.
You're right. Or you get an opportunity that you haven't had because somebody didn't see you like they thought they would. Either way, I hope he takes the advantage of it, and I hope he's able to help this football team. You're right. Didn't we have a lot of listeners in that area, man?
Yeah, man. Ellenwood's always been a hot zip code for Dukes and Bell. So appreciate the love in that part of town. A couple of guys heard in the interview, if you missed us to start the show, yes, as Andy said, it was chippy. We said, and we knew it was coming today. 1, 2, 3, 4 scraps. And who knew, Carl, that Snoop Dogg was actually at Falcons practice today?
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
Get it cracking then. Let's go.
He's swinging on Cuz.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now.
That was Michael Penix, by the way. I mean, that was Penix in the mix today. And again, he did not get injured. He didn't get hurt. Nobody got hurt, by the way.
No, and again, it's funny because guys on the text line, and like, as we said, Carl and I, we started this debate as soon as the 24 season wrapped up. Carl said, let me get this straight. You're not going to be a hype man. I'm trying to be pragmatic, but there's a lot of things that I like to see. Now, yes, I think any NFL team, if you're trying to get physical, they're going to not let you do that to the quarterback. I get it. It's not like the Falcons did something today that hasn't happened in time immemorial, right, in joint scrimmages with other teams. But I have seen other teams come in here and push us around, like Geno Atkins in Cincinnati years ago.
The Falcons were soft. The Falcons aren't tough.
So let's hope that this does lead to a vibe, a personality, a toughness. I mean, as we said, you draft the right guys. We focus so much on offense, at least in the top part of the draft. Now we feel we've got really good depth on defense. You know, I'm a little still worried about Darnell Mooney. That's my big concern because of what he brings to this equation. Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue for the offense. And Casey Washington, the other guys on the depth chart, we're going to hear from Chris Blair.
Yes.
Hear that later on in the show. But I'm excited. I mean, how excited? We're going to give you our over-under here.
Missouri Bell, show me, Carl.
Not prepared to give you that number just yet. I do think Vegas has us low.
I do, too. And by the way, when Michael Penix said today, and I love this, because if you guys missed it, it was about, a month or so ago? Because the documentary's coming out. I think it may be out already, or maybe it's a week away. The Magic City doc, when we had on T.I. and Jermaine Dupri and everybody, Young Dro came in studio, and T.I. told that story, Mike, about Michael Jordan. And when he stopped, he stops Jordan and accidentally knocks a cigar out of his hand. And T.I. says Jordan's looking at him, and he's looking at Jordan. He's like, I know he don't think I'm picking this cigar up because I'm from Bankhead. And the point is, today, Penix made a point. He wasn't asked, but he was literally pointing out, Mike, when he said, talking about this whole respect thing and pointing out that where he's from. And I just had to laugh because that's when you know guys are serious. When they tell you where they're from, that's when you know a guy is serious. And he was quoted today at the podium saying, I don't disrespect anybody out there talking about, I don't want to be called out of my name. But when he said, I'm from Tampa, I'm from Dade City, that's the point where you know he's serious.
The only reason I know Dade City, I spent my summers as a kid down in Newport Richie at Nana's. Dade City is over there by the swamp on the eastern side of Pasco County. It's a tough area. And that's where he grew up, and eventually Tampa, and eventually I'll be making his way to the college ranks.
Let me say this, and look, we're in Atlanta. There's some places you shouldn't go, I shouldn't go. But that's every city.
Right.
Every city that I've ever been to has places where, like, Dukes, don't get caught up over there. Unless you know what you're doing or you know somebody.
Right.
And it's just what it is. So, like, when he says that, Mike, he didn't come up easy, man. Like, I get it. So, but everywhere around the world, Mike, there are tough guys, there are tough cities, and people get it on. And so it's like you think somebody's from a small town and they don't get it in, you might be mistaken.
That's why, in my fights that I've had over the years, I always throw down, Carl, with, you don't know where I'm from. From the mean streets of Wausau. Minority population, 1.9%. I'm from the south side. Well, actually, the south shore of Nassau County. But you don't know what it's like on those streets. Well, actually, it's a path to the beach. But the point is, very tough neighborhood.
I'm from Dade City.
With the one African-American student that we went to school with. Granted, not a lot of diversity in Wausau, Carl.
Yeah,
but we were hardcore.
No, I feel
we were going to take it sitting down.
I'll say this, man. Years ago, it was funny because we were in San Antonio and everybody's like, DJ Quick made a song about San Antonio.
Right.
He came there, was a shootout at a club when he was performing one night, and he ended up putting it on his song. And it's like, they get it in. People get it in everywhere.
Right.
And so, but when a guy tells you where he's from, that's when you know he's serious, Mike. That's before he gets crazy eyes.
Yeah, that's why if you really want to send a message, I go, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. Now, granted, I left Brooklyn when I was 9.
But it still works.
Born and raised in the city.
But it still works.
I'm from Bensonhurst, man.
It works.
Don't mess with Strong Island. By the way, the one thing I do hate from where I grew up, you know about this, Oren? And this is kind of like, think of the Jersey Shore where I grew up, but it's the Long Island version. And these guys, all the jabronis, with a big change. No, man, it's Strong Island. Let's go, Jay. Same guys go, Derek, Gina.
Oh, great.
From Strong Island. Oh, it makes me cringe. You don't know where I've been, man.
You'll know where I'm from. 404-726-0929. This was a song.
Oh, yeah.
He made a damn song about it. He's like, I didn't know they got it in there. Everybody gets it in. You don't know. You don't, just like Compton, you don't know where people are from or how they get down. Hey, man.
What's the line in Fight Club? You don't know where I've been.
You don't know. You don't know. Coming up, we'll go around the NFL. Latest injury updates, including he got injured and now it may hurt his chances even more to potentially start or move up on the roster list. We'll tell you about that coming up on Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.